Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. That was Sparkle Mommy Fajas. And in the studio, we actually have the singer of that song with us. Hello, Sparkle Mommy in the building.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can I ask you a question about that song?
Yes.
Okay. Because I love me some Fajas, okay?
Yeah.
I love my Fajas Fantasticas. Like, I... And until recently, I felt like there was only recently an English word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like shapewear.
Yeah, or right? Girdle, which is...
Oh, my gosh. Girdle, yes. I forgot we used to use that word, right?
Yeah.
But I... Why did you decide to name that song Fajas?
Honestly, it was just one of those, like, sessions in the studio where you just, like, close out the session and you just pick a random word, and that was the first word that came to my mind. And then it kind of just stuck after that, so.
Really?
Yeah, it was like earlier in that day, my mom was basically just like talking to me about what Faja I should get for this wedding we were going to. And so it just stuck.
You know, I love that because that is the person that's like reminding you to wear your Faja all the time, right? Like it's like,
yeah,
you know, wear your Faja Fantastica.
Yeah, like why am I 10 years old wearing a Faja?
They're like, they want the snatch waist.
Yeah.
Like, you guys started early. I love that. And for those of you that don't know, you, Sparkle Mommy, is a Chicago-based, self-described multidisciplinary artist who had training in visual and performance arts with a focus on video work before shifting focus to music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, coming from such an artistic background, do you feel like when you're making a song... Like, do the visuals start coming to you already?
Definitely.
Like, right away?
Yeah, or sometimes a visual will come first. And then I, like, think about what does that, you know, vision sound like. So, yeah, it's been cool. I feel like it's just kind of taking my play at just, like, world building, where I really feel confident in the world that I'm interested in building through my visual art. And so now it's about figuring out what the sonics of that world sound like.
Your sound is so unique. How would you describe it? Like, what words would you use?
Well, I have a phrase. I think my music is like a confessional subconscious.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, definitely drawing inspiration and influence from like a lot of 70s, like Brazilian jazz and like Brazilian funk. Also a lot of like Mexican bolero, jazz, of course, and very textured. I think there's like a timeless feel to it.
When I was looking at, you know, you saying that you do bring inspiration from some of that Brazilian music,
mm-hmm.
I really love that because I feel like right now there's starting to be more of a spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the U.S., a lot of the inspiration people just call it reggaeton.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, no, there's dembow. People mm-hmm. are starting to learn that there's more than just like the Mexican styles of music,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the dembows from Dominican Republic, and then Brazilian funk, like people are starting to learn about, like they're really starting to catch on to how cool Brazilian funk is, you know? So for you, like seeing all the styles that kind of come together, has that been really exciting for you? Like when you hear a song and you're like, yes, this is just all the things I want it to be when it's done.
Yeah, definitely. I think I spent a lot of time before I make music just like really studying music and really like familiarizing myself with just the artists that were around in that time in the 70s for sure. So I recently went to go see this artist named Marcos Valle, and I got to meet him and I just thanked him like, you were like my inspiration. So it was cool seeing, you know, him at 81 still like touring the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that, do you want to be 81?
I do. Hell yeah.
You're 81 still out there?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be really cool to put together those looks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the style? What's the 81 style
exactly
aesthetic going to be like? And you are from Texas originally.
Mm-hmm.
And what part did you say?
I'm from Bryan, Texas.
Bryan, Texas.
Yeah.
You know, being from Texas, do you feel like, growing up, did you listen to a different style of music?
Definitely. I grew up around a lot of like norteños and corridos at like the family functions, and a lot of country music being in the South, a lot of Tejano music, cumbia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I also like grew up Christian, so a lot of like Christian music at the time. But I think I didn't really get into like the more cool jazz, like alternative stuff till I was like in college.
Were you a big Selena fan?
I was. I used to cry. Like every time I watched her movie, I'm like, why am I 5 crying this hard?
No, honestly, being little girls, that movie was on repeat for
us.
Yeah,
same.
Right?
No, literally.
I broke, you know, for the kids back home, there used to be this thing called like VHSs, right? And it was like real tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I would break, the tape would break,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you would have to duct tape it back. It was a crazy time, but I think I had to buy that movie like 5 times because they kept breaking it. Because when you watch it too much, they break, you know? So, I mean, of course, Selena being from Texas must have been like a big deal.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Yeah. Very, very influential person. And just vocally, beautiful voice.
So when did you come to Chicago?
I came to Chicago 10 years ago in 2014. I like came to study here, have family here too. So I grew up spending the summers in Chicago as a child. So, but yeah, decided to study here, stayed here, and been here since.
What made you stay?
The community, for sure. Like, I think I just really got to understand just how special Chicago is when cultivating community. And yeah, that just felt very in alignment. I really just like found my people here. And yeah, like that's my family.
Where are some places you really want to perform at that you haven't been to yet?
Definitely would like to perform in Texas just to see.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely would like to perform in like Europe and Japan. Like, I just talk to people online and people rock with me over there, and that's cool. And I think the music is understood in a different way over there.
You know, it's funny. I heard that from DJs that play overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they're so open to new records mm-hmm. and new sounds and new music, as opposed to in the U.S., people want to hear things that they know, right?
Yeah.
They want to hear the hits, but that overseas, the musical mind is so much more open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so, I was literally talking to some, like yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's so funny that you say that. We're going to be premiering a new song from you,
mm-hmm.
right? Never Before Heard, special vocalo premiere, which I love that you brought us a song. Have you been in the studio a lot recently?
I have. I've been finalizing this project that I have coming out in like the next year or so soon. So I've been working on just like the visuals more than anything for that.
Speaking of visuals, could I ask you a question about the finger gloves?
Yeah.
I was very curious because, you know, I saw in Elevator Music you were wearing them, and I saw like in the Fajas, mm-hmm. like live performance, you were wearing them. What are the finger gloves about?
The finger gloves, I think, are just like, they're a creation of like Sparkle Mommy, the persona. And yeah, I think that's kind of the way I feel like I can distinguish myself and make that be like the staple piece for myself. Although I think that I'm still like configuring who Sparkle Mommy is, but I think the gloves feel like a good touch to that for now.
Are they annoying to wear?
No. They're comfy. And no, not at all.
Really?
Yeah. They're cushiony and
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I see there's a lot of padding in there. I don't know. I'm so not grown yet. I'm just smacking people.
Oh, I do.
smacking people with the finger gloves.
Yeah.
Looking at your visuals, it seems like everything is so well curated, you know, seeing like the live like music video for Fajas and then seeing, you know, your Elevator Music performance. How important to you is that, like that aesthetic?
It is very important. I think, you know, having visuals to like match your sound, people are going to see you before they hear you. And so I think I just think about how can I impact people through the things that I'm visually presenting. So, and I think also just having my background in the visual world, like, it kind of just comes naturally to me, I think, in that way.
Speaking of your performance on Elevator Music, I was surprised you were able to fit your whole band in there because you did like a live performance. Elevator Music up until then had been DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a whole like setup. Like you even had your little setup to change your voice and stuff. And then you had a bunch of like instrumentalists behind. How many people were in that elevator?
It was 6 of us. So it's a 5-piece band and then myself. We had keys, synth, percussion, bass, sax, and a drum kit.
Were you surprised?
No.
You guys all could fit in there?
No. I mean, at first I was like, I don't know how we're going to make this work. And then it worked out perfectly. We were tight, but for the good.
Did it get like warm or were you guys cool?
No, we were cool. It was, yeah.
I love that. And so like if people want to check that out, they definitely can. You have a performance coming up in October, right?
Yes.
Under the Dome. Can you tell us a little more?
Yeah. So I'll be performing a more intimate stripped down set. I have a 5-piece band as well. I have Kurt Shelby on bass, Elijah Bradford on keys, Kenneth Leffridge on sax, and Alec Trickett on percussion, and myself. So I really just want to like play with the sonics of the space, given that it's under a dome. Really feel like there's a lot of room for me to play with my vocals and just, yeah, lean into the intimacy of the space too.
I love that. I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful, like, wow, magical. And then also Akenya is going to be there as
well. Yes, Akenya will be there. Akenya's great. She's a musical inspiration of mine, an amazing vocalist. And I'm excited to be sharing a bill with her.
Yeah, no, we love her. We're waiting for the album to drop still, okay?
I know.
We're all waiting. We're like still waiting.
Highly anticipated, Akenya.
And let's get into this song you brought in, Running. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. Running is a song I made in 2021 and, you know, just came about being inspired by just like domestic labor and having been in college doing jobs as like being a nanny and working in the home of people. Yeah, I think it just like was drawing into feelings of like feeling like, you know, sometimes we have to work 10 times as hard as like the people we work for to get the things that we want. And yeah, I got to kind of just channel that energy through that song.
Let's get into it. And if people want to follow you, come out to more of your performances and be looking out for your music that you've been working on, where could they find you?
They can find me on all platforms at Sparkle Mommy, and it's SparkleMami.
Let's let you introduce your new song.
This is Sparkle Mommy, and you guys are listening to Running.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Vocalo, and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.